What's up, everybody? How's it going? I thought I'd do a podcast today, given that I try to be as transparent as possible. I'm fucking freaking out. Like, this is going to be like my rant. I read that Dr. Steve Peters said if people come in, Dr. Steve Peters is the author of Chimp Paradox, and I listened to a podcast. I think the podcast called Don't Tell Me the Score, and Dr. Steve Peters is obviously featured on it. He says that whenever like anyone that he works with, like it's very okay for anybody that he works with to come in his office and complain. But he has one rule, and the rule is that they have to complain for 15 minutes. And so not that I'm going to complain for 15 minutes, but I'll complain for a little bit. I'm fucking freaking out. Like, I think maybe it's just like, there's a couple of things going on. Like, I seen all the British guys in Dubai, you know, the heat of Doha and all this sort of shit. And the fact that like, you know, I Googled, how the weather would be in Doha in October, and I guess there's websites out there that, like, I don't know, compile data and then, like, give you, like, an average of what it's been for, like, the last 10 years or something. And, like, the last 10 years, not that I should fucking believe this because weather's ridiculously interchangeable or whatever, but anyway, for, like, the last 10 years, Doha had been, like, this sort of climate that sits around, basically it was, I think, like 85 Fahrenheit, and like 85 to 90% humidity. It's fucking not, it just doesn't look like it's going to be that. Like, it looks like it's going to be more like 90 Fahrenheit and 70% humidity. And I know that doesn't sound like a huge difference, but like, it fucking is, because 70 to 90% humidity, obviously it's better that it's going to be less humid, but it does mean that it's going to be like slightly hotter. And maybe I'm just freaking out because it's getting close to like the race. And so like things I didn't really give a shit about a week ago, like now all of a sudden, like I do. You know, I built this fucking plan to acclimate and train, and, it kind of like changed a bit because obviously I was going to go to Louisiana again, and then I decided not to because basically the humidity didn't look like it was going to be that bad. But what's kind of happened is like Flagstaff's got a little bit colder, not like cold, but like it's probably sitting around like 60 Fahrenheit, you could say. And so like that like 20 degrees Fahrenheit is quite a bit. So yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, I'm fucking freaking out, which I think is pretty natural. 2 weeks before a race, like this is, you know, remember before Houston, this is the point where like you're like looking up the weather and you're like, fuck, like that looks really tough, like oh shit, and you know, you start to panic a little bit and you start to fucking doubt everything. And turn digital crown to unlock. I think my watch is fucking tripping. So yeah, like I say, I'm pretty transparent, and I'm just like, I'm hitting like a bit of a panic mode, which is fine. But yeah, morning guys. But I gotta sort that out and try to. Oh.
Just some curiosity.
Yeah.
I.
Hey, sorry about that. I had to. Well, I still do. that was like a test of my like, probably like, maybe patience, maybe like, I don't really know what you would call it. I drive out this place called Mountaineer Road, and it's like, it's fully deserted, like, and every like, I mean, it's a completely public place, and like, there's no rules about like, where you have to park or where you can't park, or it's just, but people come camping, so I happened to park next to people that were camping, and I guess they weren't very happy that I parked there, so they didn't give me any shit or anything, which is probably a good thing for them, because I probably wouldn't have been in the mood today to deal with shit, but they basically politely asked me to move, and I did tell them that like I'm not going to be at the truck at all, like I'm going to go run, and when I finish running 20 miles I'll drive off. And they, I don't know, they were just, but usually I'd have reacted very differently to that situation, because alright, so I'm hoping this works. Basically I started doing a podcast on Sunday, and obviously it's not Sunday anymore, it's now Tuesday, and yeah, I had just dealt with the situation of moving the truck, which wasn't really a big deal. But basically what sort of happened next is I start to run, and I'm like, I wanted to let you guys actually listen to me on the run, but with these headphones that I was using, it was really bad quality. But I basically start running up this hill, and instantly complain a little bit about my breathing. And, you know, I woke up Sunday morning and I thought everything was great. And honestly, until I set off running, I had no idea that things weren't great. And then I set off running and I was just really fucking tired. You know, I get up to the top of the hill. It's not even that big a hill. We park up the hill so that it's not that bad. And I was basically doing a mile and a half out, a mile and a half back. I was going to meet one of the girls on the team, Emily Durgan, and basically we were going to run 16 miles together. Sorry, 13 miles together, which would have put me at 16. And then I was supposed to do another 4 to make it 20 for the day. And I couldn't do it. I get to like mile 9 maybe, and we're both still running together, and I'm just like, I'm fucked. Like my arms are really sore, like my legs are really sore. And I think I had noticed the day before that I was like a bit irritable and a bit moody. And I often notice when I get a little bit like, sometimes it's like a little bit attention seeking. Sometimes it's just irritable when I'm speaking to people on the phone or like speaking to people in real life. Doesn't really matter. Normally it's a sign of like, maybe I'm coming down with something or getting a little bit ill, whatever. So anyway, I managed to finish this run because I don't really have a choice. You know, I've done 3 miles by myself. When I got back to the truck, I had to take my inhaler a couple of times. I had to do these like deep diaphragmatic breathing exercises. And I remember actually saying to Emily, like, sometimes I think at altitude, like my allergies just get really bad. And like asthma combined with allergies is just a nightmare. And so I'm really struggling to breathe, and I'm really struggling. Like my arms are tired. Then I get like, probably another like I said, like 4 or 5 miles into this run with Emily, and I'm just fucking weak. Like my quads hurt and my arms are achy, and obviously in my head I'm thinking, okay, have I not ate enough? And then I'm thinking, all right, maybe it's not that I haven't ate enough, maybe it's like, you know, I did that pretty tough day on the Friday where I'd ran like 20 miles and you know, within that I averaged like 5:20 per mile, and it was a really good day. And I was kind of like, even though I didn't believe it in my own head, because I do that kind of stuff all the time. Like, it's not that it's like unheard of for me to do stuff like that. And usually I'll do that like 2 or 3 times in a build up and, you know, feel fine. Like actually go on sometimes and do a session like the next day or a couple of days later. Sorry, not the next day, but a couple of days later. So internally I didn't really believe it. So I like finish the run. I get back to the truck. I call it 4 miles short, and I'm desperate for water. I'm desperate for, like, I had a bar with me, and so like I ate a bit of the bar, and then I couldn't really stomach anymore, and I didn't have food poison or anything, but like I remember just thinking, I'm gonna have to sit here for a little bit because like I don't feel good. Like I feel like weak and I don't feel good at all, and so I end up like sitting just in the truck for a little bit, and Emily's doing her stretching, and she's kind of like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, like I'm really not okay. And so I drive back and I get back to the apartment or the house here, and honestly I'm just, that's me done. Like I have just about enough energy to, I can't even remember if I ate. I think I might have had like half a banana And then I went upstairs and I slept for probably like 6 hours. And then when I woke up, I remember just feeling like still pretty weak. Like the thought of having to like go to the store and buy food, I was just like, I can't, like, I'm just going to chill out here. And I made a couple of like English breakfast muffins that I bought. And yeah, like I'm lying in bed and I'm just like really feeling sorry for myself, feeling like really weak and not really sure what's going on. Like my chest is really tight. My breathing's really bad. And I, like I say, I don't really know what the fuck went on. I've like woke up the next morning and like, truth be told, I felt a lot better. I don't know if I told you guys about the tooth problem. Actually I did, because a couple of people responded to me about it. So basically I've been having this tooth problem, and so when I'm Googling teeth problem, like things are coming up about fever, things are coming up about the flu, and I'm like, bloody hell, like please don't get a fucking chest infection, because like I just noticed my chest was really tight. And basically, I swear to God, if I'd have got a chest infection, I'd have withdrew from World Champs. I've done it before. I remember before World Half Marathon, I had a chesty cough pretty much with about 3 weeks to go. I thought it would clear. I think it did clear, but I know what it's like. And I know when you get a bit of an infection, it doesn't really fuck off straight away. And it kind of lingers. So luckily I didn't. But that's kind of what the symptoms were, like tight chest, achy arms, really achy quads. I thought it was maybe malnourishment. I don't know. It might have been tooth. It might have been just a bit of a fever, a bit of a flu. You know, I've been in those saunas and the hot tub and the jacuzzi and the steam room, you know, 30, 40 minutes a day to try to acclimate for Doha. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I woke up Monday morning and because a couple of different things happened, because I wasn't sure if it was the tooth or not, I decided to get the fucking tooth pulled out. I called the dentist Monday morning at probably about 8:30. By 10 a.m., the tooth was out of my mouth. that's a fucking record. I text the doctor at home to ask him, like, hey, like, what should I do? Like, I feel this fever. And I told him about the tooth, and he was like, get it pulled. And an hour and a half later, I text him. I was like, hey, it's gone. And I had to ask another couple of questions about, like, antibiotics and, like, maybe should I rest? Should I not? You know, I like to bounce things off people. And sometimes it's not good to get a lot of opinions, because often you'll take the opinion that you want to hear and not so much the one that you need to hear. But basically, yeah, pretty fucking shitty weekend. I mean, I still got 16 miles done Sunday morning, but yeah, I was pretty sore. It was supposed to be 20. I haven't ran in 2 days, so this is me doing a podcast. Just I had advice from a couple of different people, and like actually a dentist from home, from Ireland, told me to run today, and a fellow Athletics Ireland coach told me to run today. And so like there was no reason not to, but I just kind of like, you know, I told you guys that the big thing for the next 2 weeks since Philly, or the next 3 weeks for me, was discipline. And if I make a decision to get a tooth pulled, the reason I made that decision was because I wanted to avoid anything going wrong in the next 2 weeks. Like, I can deal with pain. I don't fucking mind pain. Like, it's not that. But like, what I don't, okay, that's wrong. Obviously, I don't like pain that much. Strong pain is fine if you know it's going to go away. The worst type of pain is that, like, you know, like the constant nagging, like, you know, like basically getting the tooth pulled. Like, I don't mind that pain because I know that it's going to go away. Pain after you get the tooth pulled, again, don't give a shit, because in a week's time it'll be gone. When it's a toothache and you haven't got the tooth pulled, basically what my brain was doing was going, fucking hell, I hope, you know, there was no consistency. One day it would hurt, one day it wouldn't hurt, one day I had fever, the next day I didn't. There was no consistency. And I was just paranoid and like tormenting myself mentally that what was going to happen was basically I was going to get to fucking Doha next week. probably not have pee in at all week.
And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'd end up with pee in. You know, that would be just my fucking luck. So, it had to go. And the reason I rested for 2 days has nothing to do with not taking people's advice on board. It's just being careful. Some people would say rest 3 or 4 days. Some people don't rest at all. I was happy to call it like a happy medium. Based on everybody's advice, I think resting 1 day would have been probably okay. I can't get a fucking drawer open here. There we go. That's why. I think if I rested 1 day, 8 out of 10 times or 9 out of 10 times, you're okay.
But I don't have time not to be okay. So, you know, if I only rested 1 day and then there was a potential, I don't know, call it a balls up, call it like, you can get this thing called dry socket. If anything went wrong whatsoever, it just fucks the world champs. The last thing I need is to go and run 8 miles today and then on Thursday or Friday realize that it got infected because I ran, or on Thursday or Friday realize that I've got this thing called fucking dry socket and it would fuck up travel, it would fuck up. So the next thing that I did, like I started off this podcast saying I'm freaking out, I'm having a panic fucking attack, not literally, but like that idea, you know, I've got these things going on mentally and it's bothering me. I was not, even though I've already done two acclimation stints at humidity, because they're not recent, I don't fucking trust them. I don't know how the science works. I really don't. I hope that they help me acclimate sooner, but there's no way that I would gamble my world champs on not having to like reacclimate. So because of this whole bullshit, because of the fever, because of the tooth problem, and because I'm going to take the next couple of days a little bit easier, I decided it was a good time to move the travel up. So basically, I now travel this coming Friday instead of next Monday. So a couple of things go on there. I get to Doha a little bit sooner. So I get to like, I get an extra couple of days of like acclimation, we can call it. You know, I get to run Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's 4 runs before I even would have landed in Doha. And I think that's really important. So little bit of, I mean, you might have drew this fucking advice yourself. I might not need to tell you this, but every situation, whether it's shit, whether, you know, tooth problem, had to get a tooth pulled, I just try to wingle it to my advantage. It's not ideal. If your goal for the next 3 weeks is discipline, it's a fucking really easy time to excel. You know, sometimes it just takes a bit of discipline. I tried to think of what advice would I give to somebody that I coach. And I would tell them, like, accept the training that you've done until now. And my training's been fucking brilliant, can I just say? Like, the best 8 weeks I've ever had in a marathon build-up. I think I averaged above 90 mile a week, like maybe like 92, 93. Lots and lots of really good marathon stuff around 5:10, 5:15 pace. And that's at altitude. That's in the heat, et cetera, et cetera. That's in Louisiana in the humidity. Some really, really good stuff. So accept the work that you've done. If you have to rest for 2 days, rest for 2 days. Do what you're told. And then you don't try to squeeze training in. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before travel, you know, don't fucking try to squeeze a load of stuff in. Tomorrow is sensible. Tomorrow you're back to like 8 miles, 10 miles, one run. You might do a little bit of gym that you haven't been doing. Thursday, you do probably 3/4 of a session that you would have done, based on the fact that you've rested for 2 days, based on the fact that you're going to travel Friday, maybe 1/2 to 3/4 of a session. And then Friday, you just do an easy run before travel. The benefit of flying earlier is that I basically get to Doha Saturday. And the tooth, the fever, everything should be gone. Think about it. If you don't have a tooth problem, but you have a fever, the only way, right? So when the race is, like, the race is ages away, right? The race is next Saturday. So you're asking yourself, how, I'm just flipping my salmon on the grill. That looks fucking delicious. How could a fever, like, 2 weeks out from the race affect you on race day? So the answer is it absolutely shouldn't. However, the only world that it would affect you is if you don't let your body recover from it. Same as the half marathon. If you have, remember I got the food poison after long haul travel. And it fucking basically put me out for a month because I had food poison for a day. I had just done a long haul flight and I went and ran 100 miles the next week. So, you know, had I spoke to my doctor back then, which I do far more regularly now, had I have asked him the question, what should I do? He probably would have said, if it was me, you've just done a long haul flight, your body's fucked. You've just had food poison, so you're double fucked. I would run 50 mile next week. You know, I would spend the first 3 days of the week just taking it easy. 4 to 6 mile runs, nice and easy. Make sure that you do not dig yourself a bigger fucking hole. And that would have been really smart. But obviously I didn't do that. I fucked myself and spent a month trying to like pull myself mentally and physically back together. So yeah, look, there's lessons to be learned. It's a very easy week to work on discipline because like, you know, if you have to rest for 2 days, it's, let me tell you, it's hard to rest for 2 days in the final 2 weeks before a world champs when, I mean, I'm crystal clear with you guys. I'm very transparent. One of the things I work on in the last 2 weeks before a marathon is like cutting my weight a little bit. And if I can drop 1 or 2 pounds, that's fantastic. It's very difficult to drop 1 or 2 pounds when you can't fucking run. But I'm laughing. I'm happy. Like I'm okay. I've got the 2 days over me. I'm really proud of myself, like patting the back for that. Like it's very difficult to rest for 2 days. At the end of last week, you know, I had a couple of things going on that I wasn't happy about. The tooth, some people might have seen it in a picture on Instagram or something. I had this like big fucking spot in my back, like a big cyst. It just fucking went away. It just exploded last week and me and Haas had to like, oh, it was absolutely disgusting, but it's fucking gone. So like, it seems like in this phase of like a weekend, my body's like fucking back to being a Terminator. So yeah, I'm happy. I was really good with my eating over the last 2 days. Well, you have to be when you've just had a tooth out. You know, it's hard to eat. So I kind of went for like smoothies and I still had like avocado, English muffin, a couple of eggs. And then for dinner, I've been having like salmon and vegetables. And actually today, because I'm going to run tomorrow, I made some rice and I had like rice and vegetables because I'm not an idiot. You know, you need carbohydrates. What the fuck is that? Why is there all water all over the ground? Oh yeah, because it waters the plants. I thought I had ghosts. Anyway, yeah, like I say, happy. Very surprised at myself for being happy because you know this is it's just a tough time. Like it's easy to get nervous around this sort of time, and you know sometimes being able to go out and train and run is a really easy way to offset nerves. But I don't need it. You know, I'm more than happy with the training that I've done. And I'm absolutely over the moon with like, call it like application to training and like, you know, what I dedicated. Like sometimes you can like write yourself off a little bit. And let me tell you, like I fucking want to put myself here. I'm just picking up my asparagus off the grill and they're sticking. So I had to go in and manually grab a few and it's pretty fucking hot. Yeah, I gave myself a little bit of a hard time last week because maybe I've been a little bit more relaxed with some elements. You know, like I've been drinking a bit more beer and you're looking at like 3 or 4 beers a week. Like we're not talking fucking 20. But yeah, like you remember I talked to you guys about trying to be a fucking 30-year-old man a bit more than just the runner. It has its consequences though. If you're eating chicken fried steak for lunch and having a beer a couple of times a week. It's a bit harder to hit race weight. So yeah, I was a bit tough on myself. I like kind of like got a bit pissed off last week because I think I was like, often in the past, I've got the like 3 weeks before a race. And because I've been living like a fucking psychopath in Flagstaff and not eating and having salads, and I've just found it really easy to get to race weight. And I've been sitting at like maybe like 148, 149 pounds. Yeah, I stood on the scales last week. I was like 153 and I was like, fuck. So yeah, like it's something I've been trying. When I ran London Marathon, I think I was about 155. That was before I spent quite a lot of time up in Flagstaff. And I still ran 215 at London and it was pretty hot that day. But again, I'd been living in Ireland and spending a lot more time with my friends and socializing a lot more. And, yeah, you know, there has to be a balance. Like there's no doubt about it. But yeah, I left myself a little bit of work. So it's kind of been a little bit of a focus over the last like week, but then I was going to start beating myself up. And then I remembered, I was talking to my mom about it and I was like, you're going to beat yourself up for having like a chicken fried steak for lunch, which you really fucking wanted and it was delicious. You're also going to beat yourself up about having like, what, 4 or 5 beers a week? Like not even pints, like smaller than that. Like when you just ran 12 miles this morning, then you went to yoga, then you went and sat in a sauna for 40 minutes to acclimate for Doha. Like this is where we're stupid. Don't focus on the fucking one thing that you didn't like nail down and focus on the 50 fucking things that you did really, really well and to the best of your ability, you know? Like I held myself accountable that I have a fucking world champs and I've been holding myself accountable for that since June. You know, you guys have been listening on the podcast. At any point have I not been fucking focused on going to Doha? You know, the whole point of the Irish champs was to set me up for my training for Doha. And then all the training I've done over the last 8 weeks, whether it's being in Louisiana, getting used to the humidity, driving down a bit lower to Camp Verde for the heat, sitting in a fucking sauna for 30 minutes, it's all been about Doha. And yeah, so I'm fucking happy. I can tell you that right now. I'm sure that I'm going to have a good day. I wasn't sure on Sunday when I had this fever, and maybe I'm just really excited about the fact that I didn't get like a chest infection or throat infection, or it ended up just being a 1 day thing. Now I've rested for 2 days, which is something I never do. I don't think I've had a rest day since the day after Irish Champs. So, and I only rested that day because I was flying at like 10 a.m. and could not be bothered running the day. Oh no, that's a lie. The reason I didn't run the day after the Irish Champs is because I was injured. I probably told you guys, I did tell you guys I had the sore foot and a sore knee. So I didn't run because I needed them to politely fuck off so I could train for Doha. So yeah, that's why I didn't run then. But yeah, it's my first rest day in what could be like 8 weeks. So when I talk about a silver lining, maybe it'll be the first marathon that I go into fresh. I'm excited for that. Yeah. So I don't want to sound a bit like cheesy, but I'm happy. I'm excited for the travel coming up this weekend. I'm excited to get to Doha. I'm really fucking happy that I get there Saturday, and I have like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 8 days, because it's Saturday night at midnight. So I basically have 8 days to acclimate. I think it can take from 10 to 14 days to acclimate, but think of all the shit I've already been doing to acclimate, so I should be all right. Like, I think one of Haas's good friends, the doctor, I think he is for Team USA, told Haas that it would probably take me 4 or 5 days at most because of all the sort of heat and humidity stuff I've already done. So there you go. And then it's all that's left to do is run a disciplined race. And that's what this week's all about, being disciplined. I was sitting on the couch about an hour and a half ago probably, and thinking you should just go to the gym, go do a 3 mile run and then do some gym work. That's not discipline. That's emotions. That's like, what the fuck's the point? You know, 20 minute run. What is that going to do for my marathon in 10 days time?
And like, what are the weights going to do? Could you imagine if I went to the gym and fucking popped a muscle because I haven't ran in 2 days and did some squats? Bloody hell, I'd be so pissed off right now. But I didn't. Discipline is there, and I'm really, really happy for the next 10 days. Also, if you're on Twitter, go see what I just retweeted about Doha. It looks really fucking cool. It's like the stadium and all these lights, and yeah, I'm excited. So now I'm going to go eat my very boring dinner, grilled salmon and asparagus, but it's actually not too bad. If you season it well, it tastes pretty good. And it's like wild Alaskan salmon. I really went to town and treated myself. But yeah, there you go. And thanks for listening. Sorry for saying there you go too much. And I shall catch up. I'll get running again tomorrow. I'll do a lighter session Thursday, and I'll catch up with you guys before I travel on Friday. Take care. Bye bye.